listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The 2014 official draft caps are now in store at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And it is time to do what we love to do on this show, and the segment is called The Blitz. And today we are going to take a look at the draft needs of the rest of the teams in the AFC North. And we're going to break that down today, and we are going to start off. Where are we starting off? Jason, let's start off in Pittsburgh.
Where the season starts.
Where the season begins for the Cleveland Browns. And, of course, they're on the road in that game. And our first contestant in the Blitz is Bob Labriola, our good buddy from the
Steelers Digest.
All right, Bob, what's up?
Not too much, Vic. I will say it'll be nice getting the Browns at home for a change in September instead of always. It seemed like we were always ending the season against the Browns.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to get past that. So what are the latest draft rumors involving the Steelers?
Well, I mean, we talked to Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin yesterday. Kevin did say that there will be no trading up in this draft for the Steelers in the first round. Last year, as you know, the Steelers sent their third-round pick in this draft for the Browns' fourth-round pick last year in order to pick safety Shamarco Thomas. Now, while the Steelers did get a third-round compensatory pick for losing Keenan Lewis and Mike Wallace and Rashard Mendenhall and those other unrestricted free agents, you can't trade that pick. And so Kevin Colbert said that without that ammunition, he does not see a realistic scenario in which the Steelers trade up. There is a possibility that they would trade down. But, you know, I don't know. You got to find a partner for that, Vic. And, you know, this is a draft you keep hearing over and over and over and over and over again how it's a very deep draft, a lot of talent. And I don't know if there's going to be a lot of teams that want to move up in the round and trade multiple picks for one in a draft with this much talent. Maybe if there are quarterbacks, you know, who fall into that, the Steelers pick 15th into that area, maybe that stimulates a little bit of interest in that pick. But, you know, I really think what's going to happen is the Steelers are going to sit there and pick 15th.
And what do you think are the biggest draft needs for the Steelers, Bob?
Well, you know, in my opinion, the Steelers have to get more dynamic, both offensively and defensively, when the ball is in the air. By that, on defense, I refer to that would be your pass rush and your coverage in terms of takeaways. On offense, you need some people who can help with, you know, a red zone performance that was in the bottom half of the league last year. You know, the Steelers finished, when you look at their defense, their 20 takeaways was tied for 28th in the NFL. Their 10 interceptions was tied for 29th in the NFL. 34 sacks was tied for 25th in the NFL. You got to be better than that, especially the way the game is played. So pass rushers, defensive backs who with ball skills, in my mind, would be defensive priorities. Offense, I think the Steelers have a lot of what they need, except for a game-breaking, dynamic wide receiver to help Ben Roethlisberger and pair with Antonio Brown. If they can get those two things out of these 3 days, it should be an interesting season.
All right. And who is your pick for the Steelers at 15, Bob?
I got to pick a guy. I would say, you know, and this is also, you know, in realistic scenario, a guy who is usually projected to be available in that number 15 area, I would say Darqueze Dennard, the cornerback from Michigan State.
Bob, thank you so much for your time. We're going to continue the blitz around the AFC North, bring in the Ravens insider Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun. You can follow him on Twitter at Ravens Insider. And Aaron, thanks for joining us. What are the latest draft rumors you're hearing involving your Baltimore Ravens?
Saying that they're going to big moves for Eric Ebron. I don't think that they're necessarily that in on Ebron that they will make a major move and give up a lot of draft picks. They only have 8 draft picks on the sports.
We got a phone issue with Aaron Wilson.
I did hear him say Eric Ebron, the rumors there, and reportedly a strong interest for the Ravens moving up to go after him.
Gibbs, what do you want to do here? Do you want to move on, or do we... Okay. We'll buy a little time here. But
I expect them to go offensive, weapon for Joe Flacco.
And I've also heard, and hopefully we get a chance to get reconnected here with Aaron Wilson, but okay, we'll move on to the Cincinnati Bengals, and we'll get back to the Ravens hopefully shortly. Jeff Hobson, CincinnatiBengals.com, the team's official website. And, Jeff, welcome to the show. And what are the latest draft rumors you're hearing involving the Cincinnati Bengals?
Marvin Lewis had his news conference about 2 hours ago, pre-draft news conference, and he committed no news. And maybe threw out a smoke screen or two. So, you know, of course, the big rumor around here over the weekend, well, they're seriously considering Teddy Bridgewater, number 24. Well, I got to tell you, Vic, they're considering about 30 guys at that spot. You know how these things go. Guys get taken, guys get crossed off, and you move on to the next one. So Bengals are picking at 24, and, you know, if they go through what they've done the last 5 years or so, they're going to take the best player regardless of the position.
And, Jeff, what do you think the biggest need for the Bengals is in your mind, especially with that first-round pick?
Biggest need is to get a competent player, to get a player that could come in and start.
You should be a coach, Jeff. That's a great answer.
A value. You got to get a value. They're not dying. They're not dying for a corner. They could use one, but they're not dying for one. They're not dying for a tackle. They could use one, but they can line up and play in Whitworth and Andre Smith and back up with Marshall Newhouse. So... but what I'm saying, I guess, is they don't have to reach for a corner. They don't have to reach for a tackle. You know, they'd love to trade out. They'd love to trade up. But, you know, you have to have some partners. So, you know, I mean, I think these things are always hard to, you know, they're always hard to handicap. I can't give you a need because, you know, I really don't think that it's not like, you know, it's you know, they get some depth. They got some hole, you know, they got some places they'd like to reload, but it's not the... I think they do their hay. They make their hay in the second, third, and fourth rounds.
That's a good place to be when you can't identify the striking need for a team. Let me ask you this: what about quarterback? How much of a need is it? Do they need to find a backup for Andy Dalton and maybe a possible replacement for him in this draft?
Yeah, I think they do, Vic. I do think they need some kind of insurance, but I don't know how. You know, I don't think that's in the first round. Probably not even the second round. But I do think they have to get a young guy to develop, even if they do sign Andy Dalton. You know, the last guy they drafted who served as their number two quarterback was Carson Palmer in his rookie year of 2003. That's a long time between developing young quarterbacks, so to back up. So I think that it's something they want to do. It's something, and it's one of those things where it shows you how solid they've been at the position, because it's one of those deals where you know you want to do it. You want to develop a young quarterback, but you always have something else that you have to get done. So I think now they know they have to do it. I think they feel good about signing. I think they think they've got a good shot at re-signing Dalton. But obviously they need a guy that, you know, you'd feel good enough if things don't work out. But like I say, I don't think it's a guarantee that they draft one either. I think it depends on how this thing falls.
And, Jeff, finally, if you're on the clock, number 24, who would you select for the Cincinnati Bengals?
Boy, you know, I love the wideouts. You know, to me, the wideouts are the surest thing in this draft, and I would just keep taking weapons for Andy Dalton. If Brandon Cooks is there from Oregon State,
oof, he's a player.
I go on the Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh mold, the former Oregon State receivers who was pretty productive for the Bengals. I would take Cooks.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. We're going to go back to Baltimore now and bring in Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun. And, Aaron, we'll try it again. Thanks again for your patience and for working with us here. But what are the latest draft rumors involving the Ravens? I know you mentioned the tight end from North Carolina, Eric Ebron.
All right, we still, unfortunately, can't get the phone issue connected between Cleveland and Baltimore. Maybe there's something about that.
That's because the Browns took care of business at home. They're going to take care of business at home again in week number 3. Let's go, Browns.
Is that reason? Is that why that's the...
They don't even want the Browns coming to Baltimore anymore.
216-578, ouch. 216-578-0850. Want to hear from you, want your tweets as well. And we are going to catch up, of course, with a fan who is going to be walking those number one draft pick jerseys on a stage to Commissioner Goodell to hand to the two newest Browns who will be selected Thursday night on the assumption that they are going to make their two first-round picks Thursday night, and no trade scenarios involved. Who the heck knows? But he's going to be ready for that. So we're going to have Brian Wine with us in a little bit to talk about that experience coming up for him. He is Nathan Zagara. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and we're driven by Liberty Ford.